I heard a story, which is that Brad Johnson peeled off his golf shirt, put on a Redskins shirt, and proudly walked out of that locker room last night as a not-so-subtle statement that maybe that revenge was a little bit of an emotional factor as well?
Well, yes. And Brad, you know, he played well for the Redskins before he left here. And, you know, he's a Super Bowl quarterback. He's won the Super Bowl, so he's been to the mountaintop. And whenever you get traded, you know, when the Redskins go through a lot of people, you know, instead of really concentrating on the draft, they concentrate on free agents. And so Brad left here, I guess, with a little chip on his shoulder, like I left New York with a little chip on my shoulder. Well, I left with a big chip on my shoulder because I threatened Ollie Sherman that I would never retire until I got him fired. And that's exactly – this is the only way a football player can get revenge, you know, and I guess somewhat of the front office, what they do to you, you know, when they think that, well, he's 26 years old, we better trade him now.
He's getting old.
We can get something for him, you know. In 2 years, he'll be out of here, you know. And that's you know, that's what happened in New York to me. And I know how Brad felt. And last night was a very special time for him. He played tough. He hung tough.